الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد My dear brothers, in continuation with what we were saying yesterday with respect to living our lives in such a way that every word and every action becomes a means of da'wah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluh. This is the this was the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is the way of those who follow him, and may Allah make us among those who will be considered to have followed Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in excellence inshaAllah. In continuation with that, I remember a conversation we had recently in South Africa where my dear friend Ibrahim Bhai Patel mentioned a meeting with Hazrat Sayyid Maulana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi Rahmatullah Alayhi in Nadwa, where he had gone to meet him. And Hazrat Maulana asked him, I will say this in Urdu and then I will translate. Hazrat Maulana asked him, Beta, kya karte ho? So Ibrahim Bhai ne kaha ki Hazrat, mai import export ka mera business hai. So Maulana ne farmaya, Beta, mai ye nahi pucha aapse ki aap kaise kamate ho. मैंने पूछा क्या करते हो. कहा कि कमाने में ज़रिए माश में और जो काम आपका ज़िंदगी में है इसमें फ़र्क करो. कहा कि ज़िंदगी ऐसी गुजारो कि दुनिया को जिस तरह तुमने पाया उससे बेहतर बना के छोड़ो. हज़रत मौलाना रहमतुल्लाह अलैह आस्क्ड हिम व्हाट डू यू डू. सो इब्राहिम भाई said to him, and subhanAllah, if there was anyone, I'm sure if I was there, I would have said the same thing because this is our normal trend. Ibrahim Bhai, Maulana asked him, what do you do? Ibrahim Bhai said, I have a business of export-import. So Maulana said to him, I did not ask you, how do you earn your living? I asked you, what do you do? He said, differentiate between working for a living and your actual purpose in life. What did you do? What do you do? And he said, leave this world in a condition that is better than how you found it. Leave this world. When you leave this world, leave it in a condition which was better than how you found it. Now if you think about this, today one of the many evils, and in those evils some of the fundamental evils that has beset our society, and which is the probably one of the primary causes of the degeneration of ethics and morals and principles. One of these fundamental evils is linking all education to earning a living. There was a time when Sakhafat, which comes from today in Urdu, for example, if you say Sakhafat, you mean reading and writing. Whereas the root word Musakaf in Arabic, it means somebody who is noble, somebody who is wise, who is learned, who is experienced, who is worthy of respect, not just reading and writing. But today, education seems to have been unfortunately reduced to a means of earning a living. And that is why any I'm not even talking about religious education now. I'm saying any kind of education which does not give you a high income, such an education is considered to be worthless. For example, you look at the number of people who are going into studying maths at a tertiary level, doing PhD in maths or doing an MA in mathematics, right? Look at the number of people who are doing an MA or a PhD in physics or chemistry. I'm talking about that. Compare that to the number of people who join, who become IT programmers or who do something which they consider that it will get them a job immediately. So the issue seems to be everything is, and it is not to say that there is anything wrong in working, and also it is not to say that people, you know, who are looking for education to get a job are people who are really in dire need of money. This is the normal trend. I used to be on the board of the IDB's education funding for many years, And one of the funds that we used to give was the IDB used to give a 100% scholarship to anybody who wanted to enter the pure sciences areas. So physics, chemistry, biology, mathematics and so on. Anyone who wanted to enter the pure sciences areas was given a full scholarship, complete cost of education, by the Islamic Development Bank. Believe me, every year we used to have to hunt for people because the funds would go back unused, unutilized. Nobody wants to study science. I'm not even talking about religious education. I'm talking about basic scientific education. But my point is, if no one wants to study physics, chemistry, biology and so on at a tertiary level, at a higher level, how will we even expand the boundaries of science? And that is the reason why all scientific education and so on and so forth seems to be in the hands of others, not in our hands, because we are not bothered about that. Take even the issues of MBA, for example. MBA seems to be a very, much talked about thing. But if you look at it, all MBA colleges, at least in this country, they advertise their courses in one term only. And that term is, what was the salary that the graduate was hired at? So every year you get this rating of MBA schools in this country. Number one rating is the MBA college from which the student was hired at the highest possible salary. The next one is the next and so on and so on. And if you look at the salary, for example, they say a graduate from IIM Ahmedabad got an MBA and he was hired at a salary of 10 million rupees, 1 crore rupees. And so, therefore, IIM Ahmedabad is the best MBA college in the country. So, a very simple question to ask is, does any of the professors of that student, does he get a salary of 1 crore? So, it's a strange thing. The teacher does not get that salary. The student is getting that salary, he's being hired. And you say, this is a sign of a good education. How is it a sign of a good education? And then, in the same MBA colleges, and I am Ahmedabad myself, and I teach in a couple of these colleges. In the same colleges, when we talk about business success, we give examples of people who never went to school, who never went to college at all, school dropouts. We don't even think when we teach, what are we teaching? Absolute nonsense. You talk about how so and so became a multi-billionaire, and that person did not even go to school. And so, how many MBA colleges are teaching success stories of other MBAs? Not even one to my knowledge. So, here you are promoting a kind of education which has no value except in terms of what salary you can get. And most of those salaries are from multinational banks and so on and so forth, where the actual MBA content is not used. The chap is pushing paper somewhere. So, we need to therefore differentiate between what we do in terms of our lives and how we earn our living. If we are fortunate, and of course one can always look for such opportunities, if we are able to combine the two, where what we do has great significance and also gets us a living, alhamdulillah. By this, of course, I don't mean teach Islam for money, because that's another, Islam as a business has become a business. I'm not talking about that. I'm saying that, for example, if one is a doctor or someone, one is an engineer or something, he's serving the community, plus he's also making money, alhamdulillah. But even if you are not that, we need to think in terms of how can I contribute, whatever that contribution might be. It might be material, might be non-material, whatever that contribution might be, how do I contribute to society? And I'm talking about society at large. How can we contribute to society in such a way that we leave this world in a better condition than we found it? And the world, in that definition, is the world around us. It does not have to be the whole world. If I can create around myself and you can create around yourself an environment which was better than what we found, then inshallah al-musta'an, alhamdulillah, we can say our life has been successful and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased, and we ask Allah to be pleased with us. But we need to think about that. Differentiate between earning a living and what do we do. So if somebody says, what do you do? Let us think about, what do I actually do in order to make the world a better place than I found it, a better place to live in. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and to make it easy for us to do this. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.